Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Oh, hi, everybody. We are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. Episode 111, that's right, of the show that points at the world, has a laugh, points in the mirror, has another laugh, fairest of the fair, bravest of them all. That's us. I'm Jake Bushnell, host of the Morning Ride Show on Facebook, co-host of this very show here. Let me introduce you to the host, my brother, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads, one half of the Roman Duddy Project. Here he is from somewhere on the West Coast. He's on tour. He's in a hotel room. Duddy B.
What is happening? That's right. And to answer your question, Jake, I am in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, Portland, Oregon.
I am here.
That city hasn't made the news in several years.
Oh, no. No one's talking about them.
No one. How's it looking out there?
It's looking rough, Jake. I'm not going to
lie.
Like, obviously, absolutely beautiful drive coming in. Like, you know, beautiful place. But it's nothing but tents everywhere and just trash. Like, I saw multiple tent cities. I mean, there's just tents in the middle of downtown, like just on the sidewalk. There's tents.
Oh my God. Like,
it's crazy.
I asked you and I was half expecting you to say, it's a little different looking, and maybe even expect you to say, I didn't really notice much, because I kind of heard that they're starting to try to clean things up, but I didn't expect that. So it's still just a wasteland out
there.
Yeah,
I mean, I had to go to a Target to pick some stuff up, and I grabbed some food, and there were some streets that were still like looking decent and stuff, but man, for the most part, it's looking pretty rough.
Oh, gnarly.
Looking pretty rough. And apparently, I guess today here somewhere, there's going to be like an Antifa squaring off with the Proud Boys or something. And so, yeah.
Dude, Duddy, you know what's crazy is, I don't know if you remember this, but the last time that we were in Portland together, which was, you know, I've talked about it on the show. I think it was 2019. It was the summer before, you know, the COVID hit or whatever. I was on tour with you guys selling merch for Cutlass at the booth. And we went to Portland and it was the exact same thing. I remember the people at the venue telling us, now you guys don't go walking around downtown tonight. Yeah. There's supposed to be an Antifa versus Proud Boys rally. That was literally what they told us in 2019 was happening. I think that was probably more around, I don't know, elections, or I don't know what was happening at that point, but wow. So you're back 2 years later and it's the same exact shit.
Same things happening, but a lot more tense.
A lot more tense.
Driving in, it was like, whoa, like on the freeway coming in, like on the sides of the freeways, it's just tent cities, the whole thing. And then, and even spilled into the downtown too. So yeah.
My God.
Wild times.
Crazy times.
But I did get a burrito because I got back to the West Coast and I got a burrito from a little Mexican lady who just had like a cart down the street, and it was so damn good. So, you know, it's all good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Burrito in hand. Happy man. All right. Well,
yeah. So that is right. We are in Portland, Oregon, but enough of that. We do have a really fun show for you today, guys, though. We've got all your guys' favorite stuff. We got DH News. I'm going to tell you guys about my 40th birthday fishing trip. I have my least favorite new segment, Fan Watch, where Jake and Luke find something online that a fan has said, usually negative about Dirty Heads, and then they make me talk about it. I also have a You Should Be Slapped. I was up in, where was I? I was in Seattle. And you guys know what I did? I walked around and I found some scary stuff for you. We're going to talk about that. And we got some fun Q&A from our Patreon members. And speaking of our Patreon members, if you have been listening to the show and you have been enjoying it and you want to help out, please leave us a review or a rating wherever you are. A review and a rating. How about that? Wherever you are listening to it, it really does help, especially over on that Apple Podcast app. We would appreciate it. And we do appreciate all the people who have been doing it. We've been noticing a lot coming in. So thank you guys very much. It does help. And also, if you want to help even more, and 4 episodes a month is not enough for you, you can go over to patreon.com/ Feeling Good with Duddy. And it's $5 to sign up, or it's $5 a month, sorry. But you do, you get 4 extra episodes every month. I do guitar tutorials from Dirty Head songs. I give you some behind the scenes looks from the tour. And you get a chance to ask me and Jake Q&A questions that we will answer on the show. Enough about that.
Yeah, so let's crank back into, dude, you turned 40, Duddy. Duddy B turned 40. He's a real boy.
I turned 40.
Yeah, and we were, you know, we're supposed to have a birthday party, but we had to, you had to cancel that, unfortunately. So
yeah, you know what? I was supposed to have like a big 40th birthday party, and there was going to be a lot of people there, and it was close to going back on the road, and with everything going on, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to have a whole bunch of people come over to my house and any of us get sick or something. We have to cancel shows. So I decided to just cancel the birthday party. No big deal. I'm a big boy. I'll have one when I'm 41.
Yeah. We'll act but like yeah, it's but, 40. But
we had I had a good time anyway. I ended up going on an awesome fishing trip with my family. And we had this awesome private little Airbnb up in... it was near Julian up in San Diego on this crazy little private, like, not private, but this small, like, road. Like, this one road had, like, one market, one little store connected to the market. And then every now and then there'd be, like, a turnoff up into some, which would obviously, like, some huge property. They were each, like, 100-acre properties or something. And this one that we got had just this dope house, like, right on this private lake. And we just fished the whole time. It was awesome. My goal was to catch 40 fish. I caught 32.
Damn, dude.
Caught 32 fish. Yeah.
Slaying
the fish. I posted some photos on the bunker. If you don't know what the bunker is, it is the FGWD bunker. It is on Facebook. It's a rad group of people that listen to the show and are Dirty Heads fans. And they talk about the podcast. They talk about Dirty Heads stuff. It's actually hilarious. And it's an awesome family over there. So if you do like the show and you want to talk and hang out with other people who enjoy it, head over to the FGWD bunker on Facebook.
That's right.
But yeah, so that was that. Turned 40, had a rad fishing trip, got to spend some time with my family before we went back out on this run. And now I'm back out, with the Dirty Heads. And we've done 2 shows and it feels like I've been all out for 2 weeks. Let me tell you why. This is how we started.
Yeah, it's been a wild few days.
We flew out to Chicago. And we landed at about 10 o'clock at night, got into the hotel, whatnot. And we had to wake up early in the morning because we had to get the sound check. And where we were performing was 2.5 hours away from our hotel. There's just nowhere near there, I guess, apparently. So, and we had to have an early flight the next day. So we had to be at the airport hotel. So we, you know, flew across all the way to Chicago, got in late to the hotel, woke up early, jumped in the van, to go drive the 2.5 hours to the venue, and we get on the freeway and it just goes and dead stop. We didn't move. There was an accident way, way ahead of us. And the first hour we were on the freeway, we went 10 miles. So it was insane. So we went 10 miles in 1 hour. And then after that, then we had 2.5 hours to go. So we had a 3.5 hour drive to the venue, you know, did our sound check and then chilled for a little bit, played the show. 2.5 hour drive back to the hotel, super early lobby call. We had an early flight because we had to fly all the way back across the country to Seattle, where we had a show that same day. So we flew in and went straight to the venue, played that show, and then woke up today and jumped in a van and drove 3 hours to Portland, where I am now doing this show.
Yeah, it was rough. We really wanted to do a show for everybody this week. And Duddy's like, I think I can do it. But it was like, and what you didn't say was you got slammed with traffic today as well. You guys were in the van for hours trying to get to. So we were going to try
it
to do this.
It was an hour extra. So
yeah.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a 2.5 hour and it turned out to be about a 3.5 hour again. Yeah, with traffic.
Yeah, but here we are. And we were almost going to say, should we just try to do this show tomorrow, but we're like, you know what? No, we got to knock one out. And here we are. So we're glad to have you, Duddy. And now the good news is that you guys finally get like a tour bus tomorrow. So out of the van and into a tour bus, but mainly
out of the flights.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say no more flights, no more long van drives. Honestly, that was going to be the toughest part of the entire tour. And we looked at it. We're like, those first 3 days is going to be gnarly. But yeah, we're going to get done with those 3 days. We have a day off, which is today. Tomorrow, we meet back up with the bus and all of our gear, which is another thing. With fly dates, we're using rented gear and stuff. And the backline guy yesterday at the show, I won't say any names or company names because I don't want to call anyone out, but it was a joke. He didn't even have enough of things that we asked for. So it was like, we all use in-ears, right? Like, that's how we don't use wedges. And he didn't even have enough packs and stuff for everyone. That it was just like, how it was pretty funny. But yeah,
it's funny you said that, because, you know, Luke and I were scouring the internet looking for our fan watch, because we had a fan watch for you from last week that Luke had found, but we didn't end up getting an episode last week because you were fishing.
Yeah,
you were busy. You've had a busy couple weeks.
I mean, if you guys want, you can hit me with two.
No, because you know what?
You can hit me with two.
The fan watch from last week has already like resolved itself. It was like the person who said it was like, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean. And I'm like, well, then it's out. It's done. And so we had to find a new one for you for this week. And I actually saw someone who said, just saw the Dirty Heads in Tacoma. And they're all, the sound was like really crackly. They're like, but the show was amazing. Like, they were stoked. They said you guys killed it. But she mentioned, she was in the front row, so that can always sometimes hit or miss. The front row,
yeah,
you want to be there because you want to, you know, reach out and touch your favorite, you know, players. But
yeah,
the sound is not always the best in the front row. But she said, yeah, I can hear
it. Actually, yeah.
I'm wondering if she was hearing the on stage, you know, maybe what you guys were hearing.
Yeah, I could tell that the sound probably wasn't as, you know, good as we wanted it, but it didn't matter. Everyone was having a great time. It was a super fun show. Everyone was partying. Everyone had those, like, you know, those like big foam, like light up sticks.
Oh yeah.
You know, and the whole crowd had them, and they must have passed them out or something. Cause at one point when we were doing like Medusa or something, every single person had it up. It was like, oh, that looks really cool. It was pretty fun.
I can imagine shows, that. Cause
honestly,
yeah. Medusa's an easy one to hit the beat.
But the first show we did in Chicago was wild. It was called Summer Camp. And it was like a U camp, and we drove, and it looked a lot like Portland when I drove in today, because it was everyone just in tent. and it was wild. I've never been into one of those. This is like a jam band, you know, 4 day camp out festival up in the woods. Like, it was really cool, and people were partying their asses off. It was huge. They said there was something stupid like 10 or 12 stages and all these different campgrounds and everything. And it was a trip, man. I can tell, like, we were all saying, we were like, we just want to go to one of these one day and just, can we just stay here and just walk around and look at shit? But yeah, that was interesting. But that's enough of that.
Yeah. Yeah. You have had a wild ride, man. So, you know, while we're on the topic of all the live shows you've been playing, let's keep it wild. And let's keep it in the music world, and let's hit you with your favorite segment, Duddy, Fan Watch. Now, Duddy kind of explained what this is, but Luke and I, you know, the Dirty Heads are playing shows. So Duddy's out there playing shows, and the fans are talking about the shows, and the fans are talking about the new Dirty Head songs online. Luke and I scour the internet. We try to find people who are saying things that might be a little cringy for Duddy, and then we throw it in his face right here for you guys, and we make him answer to it. So, Luke, if you can pull up the screen and show us what you found. Luke found this one on the Wicked and Wiley page. I mean, this is where we find most of the
antics.
You read it? So Duddy's seeing it. So this one comes from Angelo Nicastro. Cool name, first of all. Fun to say. And he says, oh no, can they stop ruining vacation already? This has got to be the worst version. Sorry, my rant is over. Ha ha. So what's up? So you guys obviously dropped another remix of Vacation has hit the web, Duddy.
Yeah, and had a little, you know, Latin twist to it. you know, well, it was with John Z.
I haven't heard it.
You haven't? You didn't listen to it? I think it's super cool. It was with this guy, John Z, and he's super dope. And if you don't know who he is, look him up. He's massive. He's like 10 times bigger than we are. So, and he wanted to do the track with us. So we were like, yeah, of course. That's going to help us a lot. And maybe it'll help us in the Latin community as well. You know, it was a win-win.
And you know what? You always hear that too. People are like, you know, there's artists that like you and I won't even know who they are. Totally. And then people will go, dude, you don't understand. In the South American, anywhere in South America, this person will have a million people at their show. They're like, they're bigger than any star.
And that's this guy.
Yeah. So that is crazy. But you know, obviously when you're American, you think like, if you're a huge pop star in America, you're world renowned. No, dude, there's all these other communities that we don't even know what's going on. They got stars bigger than anyone will ever know.
Yeah. Totally. So obviously for us, it was a great opportunity and we weren't going to say no to it. And he did a really cool job. I actually enjoy it and it's gotten a lot of good feedback. But look, what was the guy's name? You took it away. Angelo, was it?
Angelo, yeah, DeCastro or something cool. Let's see.
DeCastro, yeah. So I don't 100% disagree with this guy. Trust me, sometimes the label and shit sending us stuff like, can you do this vacation thing? Or you do this? And we're like, dude, enough's enough. Like, I don't want to post anymore about it. Like, people get it. Like, I don't disagree. Look, I'm absolutely stoked on everything that's happened because of vacation. And I had no idea even really what TikTok was. I knew what it was because my daughter looks at it and stuff, but I had never gone on there. So even when it was blowing up on TikTok, I didn't really get it. Since then I've gone on. Now I understand more and hey, it's really helped us out. We're super stoked about everything. I don't disagree. Like I said, that it is starting to feel a little bit like, hey, we got to stop shoving this down everyone's faces. But at the same time, they're kind of like, hey man, ride this wave while it's here, because it will go away eventually. And then it's gone. So we're trying to do as much with it as we can while we can, you know? And,
yep.
But yeah, like I said, I get it, but I'm stoked about it.
Yeah. I mean, of course, dude. Yeah. And you could tell that even Angelo is having fun. Totally, he's like, man. All right, rant is over.
He even says, sorry, my rant is over. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, it's all lighthearted. It's nothing but love. And, like I said, don't tell my management or my label, but I don't disagree with you.
Yeah. Wait till you hear the Russian version. Every culture's getting one.
I would love to hear a Russian version, actually. That would be amazing.
They're like freezing on an icy beach. I'm on vacation eating potato. All right.
Drinking vodka.
Ice fishing. I'm on vacation. Oh man.
Can you please make this a thing?
Yeah, we need that. There's gotta be a sweet ass Russian DJ that can do this. Please, if anyone knows the hottest DJ in all of any of the stands, Kurdistan, Dagestan, Uzbekistan, hit us up. All right. So not that bad, Duddy. You handled that one quite well.
Bad. Well, thank you.
Not only did you,
thank you,
made a wonderful case for yourself, but you also pretty much kind of also said, hey, Angelo, we hear you. You're not wrong, my friend. It's a win-win, that one.
It is. Hey, man. But yeah, we got to do what we got to do, you know?
But, you know, even though you and Angelo both got a win, there's someone that's about to take a heavy L right now, right, Duddy? Because I think that you do have a you should be slapped for us today. What's up with that?
I have a you should be slapped. And this is one of my buddies. I'm not going to name names. But I think we all probably know this guy or girl. And a lot of times it's girl on this one, too. I've noticed more often than guy.
Uh-oh.
And I'll slap a girl for this one.
Oh, no.
Just to let her know, though. In a nice way.
Just to let her. Oh, okay.
On the butt. You know, just kidding. Oh, yeah.
A tit tap.
This guy. Okay. This is what happened. We were going to go do something. And he's like, I'll pick you up. And I'm like, how about this? Because my house is on the way. I'm like, why don't you just drive to my house? And once you get to my house, I'll drive from there. Because... yeah, I've had a history of getting in this person's car, you know, and I know what I've seen. And I was like, I'll just drive from there. Oh, no. He's like, no, I got it. I'll drive. He's like, you always drive. I'll drive. You know, and I'm like, I know there's a fucking reason I always drive. And I'm like, all right, whatever. It is what it is. You drive. So he gets to my house and I come out. I open the car door. He's on the phone. And I look down at where I'm supposed to sit. And there's just shit everywhere. There's just like clothes and like trash and all this shit. And like, now I have to move all this. And he's like, oh, sorry about that. And you're like, sorry, you knew you were coming to get me. You knew I was going to sit right there.
Yeah.
You made a case of like how you wanted to drive and you didn't notice that there's a bunch of shit on the shotgun, you know? And then I pick it up, put the stuff in the back seat, which is completely filthy. And this was the one thing I saw this, and I was like, there was just a plate on the back seat with some, like, obviously, like, just the residuals of eaten meal. I don't even know if that makes sense, but.
The residuals of a meal.
It doesn't even make sense. No, but.
Residue. We get what you're saying.
Yeah, you get it. of an eaten meal with, like, a fork on it and, like, some ketchup.
Oh, God damn it.
And I'm just like, God damn it. Like,
yeah.
So this is all I'm saying. The person that needs to be slapped is, one, the person with a filthy car. I mean, it's gross, right? But if you have a filthy car and you know it and you like are embarrassed about it, you don't let people get in it, it's your car and that's you drive by yourself, hey, that's on you. That's all good. You live your life. But when you start bringing other people into your dirt world,
oof.
Daddy. So I need to slap. I almost want to shoot him, but I want to slap him across the face. And just say, really? Really? That's what I would say.
They're on the phone too.
And they'd say, really what? Yeah, I'll slap the phone out of their mouth.
Yep.
Out of the face. And then you know what? I'll leave the phone open because I know that whoever he's talking to is going to know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to let them hear me tell them, dude, your car is disgusting. And you knew I was going to get in your car. And then I'd hear from the phone, that's what I'd hear, the person agreeing with me.
Oh my God, Daddy, couldn't agree with you more on this one. Like, okay, look, you and I are pretty clean people. I always cleaned my room. I just wanted a clean room. I'm one of these people where, like, I can't sit and play guitar and lose myself and write a song if there's a sock on the floor over there. Like, I clean everything, and I want to even have
when
the most
time. Yeah.
When it's time to get creative. No, yeah. I'd place myself to look out the prettiest window that I've... Yeah, it's not like any of us had houses overlooking cliffs, but, you know, I'm like you, Daddy. We would try to keep our rooms clean, and our parents are both clean people. So I think we grew up in a clean world. I keep my car pretty damn clean, even though I've got a two-year-old. I can't stand it when I open up someone's car and there's just like books and backpacks on the floor and cups. I've gotten into those cars. This is a special place in a burning, fiery pit for the people where the last 17 fast food orders that you've made still exist in the car. Just bags in the back with crumpled papers, like six cups rattling around. And they're always, like you said, frantic on the phone when they pick you up. They'll always be like, oh, sorry about that. Just throw it anywhere. And yes, now you're picking up their trash.
They have to throw it.
Oh, you got that. If you're listening and this is you, this is the electronic slap across your face through the internet. You got to deal with what does your house look like? Where does this stem from? Who hurt you? What is the filthy cup-ridden food remnants car? How do you exist? I don't know.
In your experience with this type of person, Jake, is it more often guy or girl for you?
God, I feel like I've gotten into many more guys' cars, just having so many guy friends. But I know what you're saying. Yeah. I do feel like some of the worst offenders have been girls that maybe I was dating or going on, you know. So even though it's a smaller pool that I'm fishing in with the ladies and me getting into their car. There's been a couple that where like I could not date them any longer too. I remember there was a couple girls where it's like after you see their car, you're just like, oh, she's like a hamster, dude. This place is a mess. And it made me kind of go, I'm not into this because I like a clean girl too. I just do.
Yeah.
So yeah, Daddy, judgments are made. I mean, look, it's relationships can end over it because I'm not gonna waste my time. Like if a dude is dirty and we're just buds
or never begin.
it'll just never begin. You're right. And I don't dislike the person. I just don't, it's not for me.
No.
That's all.
I remember this particular offense that I was just talking about, that it was a guy. But remember like in high school and like, you know, just fresh out of high school and whatnot, when we're, you're still hanging out with so many people, you know, you've got a bunch of friends and you're going to still the parties and bars and whatever, you're always out and about. And I just remember so many times like getting into girls' cars and just being like, you're gross. Like, what the fuck? Like,
what the fuck? Yeah, you know what? There's a funny thing, and I've never gotten into a stripper's car, so I could be wrong. I always feel like that's going to be the chick with the world's most insane car. They always have Mustangs, by the way, like the newer Mustangs, right?
Yeah.
Something from 2011 to now. Like, you know, I just imagine that that's true. And I imagine 75 cups and bags, because who's going to say anything to them? You know, hanging out with
stripper. You know what would be in their car? Their car would have, it would just be piles of clothes.
Oh, that's
like,
a good, yes.
It would clothes. Be like all sorts of undies, bras, and clothesies, and boots, and glitters.
Things,
and
it would things just
not, yeah.
To be washed, things that need, things that have been washed, things that are to be washed, just scattered around the car. As I'm thinking about everything, though, as you say this to me, I am remembering that within the last 3 years, I would say, I did get into a guy's car who used to work with me. We were just going to lunch. It was one of these where he's like, I'm going up the street, dude. And I'm like, you know what? I'll just hop in with you because I just want to get out of here and take a, I just want to get it. And I remember walking up to his car, opening it and being like, oh, and dude, it was one of these things where I didn't want to sit down. Cause I mean, it was once I cleaned off the, you know, just cavalcade of nonsense that was on his seats. And then I saw the seat fabric itself. And then I almost wanted to pile the books and papers back on. I thought it was cleaner to sit on the rubbish than the actual seat itself. And then I never forget, Daddy, I looked at the, I looked at the shifter, like where he puts his car into gear. And I went, there was an actual crust, a half an inch tall. He had never wiped it. In the history of owning this vehicle, there had never even been a simple wipe of the area. And I remember being horrified. And you really hit home with this one, Daddy.
I want to get my hand sanitizer right now just from listening to you talk about
this. I want to clean my ears just having heard this conversation. Yeah, Daddy. Oh, yes, man. They should be slapped. And like you said, it's not an injury or an I hate you slap. It's a wake up. Wham! Dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. How do you let it get so bad?
How does it get here?
Wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So other than that, I don't have too many opinions on that one, Daddy.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Neither. That's the heaviest one yet.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Sorry if it's the sound is a little weird. We are Zooming, and tomorrow I meet up with all my stuff on the bus, and I will have my microphone and everything back. And for some reason, my AirPods keep falling out. So I'm like, I'm messing with them. So if I'm making noises, I'm sorry. As after this episode, it will be back to sounding a lot better.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Cause I was like, I'm pretty sure the sound is going to be horrendous for this episode, but like Duddy said, and I'm staying at someone else's house tonight too, because my apartment's getting gutted right now. Our shower's getting redone. So just like Duddy's in a hotel room, I'm in someone else's house that's across town from my house, and I'm just using earphones. So yeah, apologies, but I'll have my microphone and my laptop back tomorrow, and we'll be right back on track. All right, dude. Cruising along.
Yeah. I was, like I told you guys earlier, I was just in Seattle, Jake. Do you know what I do when I go to places?
I do. I was going to mess around and say, what do you look for food? You walk around and you tap strangers on the shoulder and you go, hey man, you guys know about any local scary stuff?
That's right.
And then they usually tell you.
That is exactly what happened this time. I walked around the streets of Seattle, and I was just screaming at the top of my lungs, do you know about scary stuff? And because I couldn't see anyone. And all right, I said that, this guy popped out and was like, I can help you with that, sir. And he told me about some scary stuff, Jake. And let me tell you about it.
What did he tell you about?
he told me about the bat squatch.
Yes, he did. And I think we've mentioned the bat squatch somewhere on this show before, but now someone has actually brought it up as a local scary stuff.
This is the bat squatch is a flying cryptid that was allegedly seen near Mount St. Helens in the 1980s. Yeah. And let me give you a quick description of the bat squatch, okay? This creature was said to have yellow eyes. Okay. Okay.
Scary.
A dog-like muzzle. All right.
Cute.
Blue fur.
Interesting.
Sharp teeth.
A classic.
Bird-like feet.
Why not?
And leathery bat-like wings that span up to 50 feet.
Oh, shit.
In addition, bat squatch is said to be 9 feet tall and has the ability, get this, Jake, to affect car engines.
Is he a mechanic?
I don't know.
Hey, you need me to affect your car engine? Pull right over here real quick.
But here's what
Bat squatch, dude.
So bat squatch, this is a weird one. He's 9 feet tall, but his wings are 50 feet long. It's a little unproportionate right there to his body size.
Get this guy on your basketball team. Get trophies.
Jeez.
Bat squatch just slapping every shot out of the rim. But yeah, that is a wild creature right there. So dog muzzle, yellow eyes, sharp teeth. I hope I'm not missing one. It said like leathery bat wings, that, like you said, 50-foot wingspan. And then there was something else. We have bird-like feet. That's the funniest, weirdest part.
Bird-like feet.
The best. There's a picture that goes with it too that Duddy and I are seeing right now. And so the video will be on YouTube on Friday. You'll see the picture, or you know what? We'll share the picture in the FGWD bunker. So Luke, make a note of that.
Yes.
We'll throw the picture in the bunker. It's insane. I mean, it's everything that Duddy just explained, but this kind of looks like a Saturday morning cartoon from when you and I were kids, Duddy. That's what this looks like.
This looks like it would be like, this is what the crew from Scooby-Doo is looking for on this episode.
Exactly.
They're looking for Bat Squatch. Bat Squatch robbed a bank, and they've got to solve it.
They're in some mountain town, and you know, Bat Squatch, they're just on vacation. That's what it is. The gang is on vacation in an alpine town. They check into the hotel, and Bat Squatch flies. Yeah, like, I don't know about this school. You know, Shaggy's doing his and Bat Squatch it is. And of course, Bat Squatch is the owner of the hotel, you know. Mr. Fairlane.
Yeah, well, of course.
Of course.
So yeah, I mean, but again, this terrifying creature never hurt anyone, it doesn't seem like. He's just affects car engines.
Yeah, I love that for the superpower. Like what would you think the superpower would be for an animal that's basically sounds like it's seven different animals in one and it's 9 feet tall? Oh yeah, he affects car engines. Awesome. Good writing.
He doesn't like swoop down and like claw people to death and like eat their faces. No. He affects their car engines.
Yeah, he affects them. They don't even know what he does precisely.
What is it, a bad effect? Like, because you can have a good effect on people and engines, I guess.
He makes their cars faster and run more efficiently.
I mean, I guess thanks, Bat Squatch.
God, dude.
He's like, you're welcome. He just flaps off.
What a fucking weird one, man. I'm going to
get an oil change at 37, whatever it is. Fuck it.
You should probably change your windshield wipers before this winter comes. You know, Bat Squatch, just giving out advice. And you know what the funny thing is they said they did discover him in the 80s. And that's when you and I were growing up watching He-Man and watching Scooby-Doo and Thundercats. This is a perfect character for that era. There was just some weird shit going on TV when we were kids. Not as weird as today, apparently, though. I am watching cartoons again with my little boy, and I'm like, oh my God, it's getting cringy. I actually I find myself watching old cartoons with Rocky. I'm watching old He-Man cartoons and all that stuff with my kid, because as cringy as that was, it was more fun, it seems like, the stuff we had.
Way more fun. And now I think a lot of especially for Rocky's age, like all it is now is about like learning or trying to, you know, and it's always a weird character and just it's weird guys now, like grown-up guys doing funny, weird things, you know, like we were young, like you said, it was like Ninja Turtles and shit where you're like, dude,
yeah,
there's a storyline and there's characters and they fight and stuff, you know,
like, dude, basically everything revolved around things kicking the shit out of other things, and that's all we wanted, dude. Oh, look at this new style thing that's gonna kick the shit out of that thing. And you're right, we had every kind, you know, Thundercats and He-Man kind of go along the same lines of just barbarian style fight. But dude, yeah, then we had like, do you remember like Centurions? And we had G.I. Joe, Army people. We had every style, space shit, everything. I'm sure there's got to be some of that today. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there is. I don't know. My kids are old now. They don't watch cartoons and shit anymore. So I don't know.
I'll be finding out in the next coming years.
But wow. So Bat Squatch, I mean, seems actually quite helpful of a creature.
It seems great.
Hooking people up. They break down in the middle of the night. He comes swooping down and they're like, oh my God. Ah! And he just fixes their car really quick and flaps off. And they're just like, oh, geez, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Really,
yeah. I can picture it. It's terrifying. Dude,
and what a funny thing too, because obviously it's Sasquatch, Bat Squatch. So this is post Sasquatch, I'm assuming, right? People are already squatching it up. And Seattle, that whole area, Mount St. Helens, I mean, that's the forest, you know, Seattle. That's Sasquatch country. And where you are right now, Portland, I mean, Sasquatch country. I think that's probably Sasquatch. Where the most sightings are, you know? But Bat Squatch,
I'm going to go look around for him.
Poke around the corner, dude. You just go to one of the tent cities and start asking around. But honestly, they just... safe. It sounds safe. They saw a big bat, right? And someone's like, Bat Squatch. Bat Squatch sounds like Sharknado to me, like just a funny movie.
Oh, yeah.
But another great character. Character on the show. What do we got now? Dude, I think, does this bring us to the Q&A portion, Duddy?
It does. Let's jump into, we're going to do a quick little sponsor read. And then after that, we are going to jump into the Q&A questions from our amazing Patreon members. Again, if you're listening to the show and you're enjoying it, you want 4 extra episodes a month and you want a lot of other fun stuff, you can go over to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy and sign up there.
All right, here we go. First and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this product. We love this company. They've been with us since day one. I use it every day. You've heard me talk about it. I take the drops in the morning when I'm drinking my coffee. I love the way it makes me feel. I get aches and pains in my hands and in my fingers all the time from just playing guitar a lot, playing sports. I'm getting older. I got some aches and pains in my hands and in my fingers, but I've noticed it happens a lot less since I've been on a steady diet of Koi CBD. And even though it happens less, it still does happen sometimes, and when it does, they have so many amazing rubs and creams that, you know, you can just put on. It's one of those things where you rub it on, you don't think about it, 20 minutes later you're just like, wow, it doesn't really hurt anymore. It's awesome, and it's much healthier for you than over-the-counter pills. So if you are out there, you got a bunch of aches and pains and you're looking for a healthier way to get rid of them, give CBD a try. Give Koi CBD a try. It is the best. And if you go to koicbd.com and you put in code FEELGOOD at checkout, you will get 15% off your first order. That's right. Also, plug-ins keychains. Awesome product, guys. They have a product called the Jack Rack. What this is like a replica to a guitar amp head. They have Fender, they have Marshall. They look amazing. They're not big and bulky. You hang it up on your wall and it comes with 4 keychains and has 4 quarter-inch cable input. So you put your keys on it. You got a little quarter-inch cable keychain now on your keys. When you get home, you just plug it right into your amp, and when you're gonna go anywhere, you know exactly where it's at. It's on your Jack Rack that's on your wall that you got from pluginskeychains.com, and that is with a Z, and it is plural. That is PLUGINZ keychains.com. Pick up a Jack Rack, put in code DuddyB at checkout, and you will get 20% off of every order for the rest of your life, Jake. You heard it here, people.
questions. Ooh, ask us any question you want.
Ooh. All right. So that brings us into the Q&A. Mm-hmm. Luke is bringing it up right now. Captain B. Flobble says, is there a line from a movie or a song you find yourself saying often? I guess you know what's one that we all do on the road from Point Break is make it two. Gary Busey, you know, he's going to get like burritos or something, you know, and Johnny Utah's like, I think Gary says it to Johnny Utah. He's like, hey, Johnny, make it two. And now every time anyone's going to get something, you know, everyone's like, oh, I'll be right back. I'm going to grab this. Like, hey, make it two. We always say that. So that's one thing, I guess. That's mine.
Dude, speaking of Gary Busey, because, you know, now he's a nut job, but he was really rad, you know, when he was like younger and still wasn't completely insane.
Yeah.
I watched Predator 2 a couple nights ago, which it's on Amazon Prime right now. And Busey's in that. He's amazing. Predator 2 is a dope action movie. It's corny and there's some parts that are, you know, full corn, but it is balls to the freaking wall. It is a really fun movie. So watch Predator 2, guys, and get some young Busey. But Point Break has a bunch of cool ones. I it's so stupid from like Meet the Fockers. Whenever someone says anything about, can you milk a blah, blah, blah? Like I'll always go, I've got nipples. Can you milk me, Greg? You know, that line. It's from the movie. People who are listening will know. I mean, there's a billion movies. And then, there's probably a billion lines that we use for movie study. Because it's too hard to think of one, right? You got the Point Break one.
I mean, I always use lines for movies and songs. And, you know, it's hard.
Too many to choose. We could be here all night. But that's what there's so many that we can't even think of two. All right, next question.
Let's see here. Marissa Carreras says, oh, favorite song to play live. Oh man, we've been asked this question a million times. It changes. It definitely changes from tour to tour. And a lot of times it's, if we have a new song we're playing, a lot of times it's that just cause it's new and it's fun. But, you know, it depends the show and it depends like the crowd and the setting. Like if we're playing in the daytime, outside in like a beautiful like beach setting or, you know, out in the wilderness or something. Like I love to play something like when we play mellow stuff, like right now when we played that in Chicago, we did that, you know, the camp fest I told you about, we played Crowbar Hotel and I love playing that song right now. That's a fun one, but I always love playing Silence too. Like when we want to jam just cause it's so heavy and it's a lot of fun to rock out on that one.
You always say Silence.
I love playing that song. It's so fun. Christina Whitman says, Duddy, do you still go to concerts? And what was the last show you went to? I think you're so recognizable. You'd have fans coming up to you all night. Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't a lot now. Honestly, the last concert I went to was a few years ago. Were you with us, Jake? When we went and saw Bad Religion?
No.
We were on the road. It was just a couple years ago. Oh, it wasn't a couple years ago. It was like, I don't know. It wasn't too long ago. It was like right before, I think, all the COVID and everything. And, it was before that. So I guess it would have to be maybe 2 years ago. And Bad Religion was playing down the street from us. We had a day off and we all went and watched it. It was fucking awesome. They're so rad. They're so fun. I love that band. I'll pop that. I'll pop on like Recipe for Hate or something still every now and then. And it's just like, it's so good. I love it. Let's see here. Justin Palmer says, when was the last time you were on the rail for a concert? Never. Never. I was never that guy. I would be like, when I was young and I'd go to like punk shows and stuff, like I would go in the mosh pit and stuff, but I was never like trying to get up on the front rail and like, yeah. Yep. Allison Lynch says, how are Cheese's plans coming along for Geckos? They're not, you know, it was a joke.
He forgot about it the second he said it.
Yeah. Michelle Kwan Nacheski says, are there any teachers or classes from high school that left a lasting impression on either of you? I don't know if they like left a lasting impression, but I had teachers that were awesome that I remember. And I just remember them being awesome teachers. Like I remember I had one teacher in third grade and then he was fourth grade. And he was awesome. His name was Mr. Landes. He was the shit. And then in middle school, like when I was in eighth grade, he transferred to the school I was at. And he was my teacher again in eighth grade. He was super cool. He was one of my favorite teachers. My baseball coach though too was super awesome. Paul Renfro in high school. He was a super rad guy. I had some awesome teachers and coaches and things growing up for sure. Let's see here. Brian Ball says, any plans on covering new songs like you've done in the past? We don't have any set in stone right now, but I'm sure we will. We love doing that. I'd love to see DH's spin on, Blinding Lights. That's funny. By The Weeknd, especially with you and or Jared writing your own verse for it. That would be funny. That would be a cool one. Bruce Strelhan says, since Halloween is quickly approaching in stores, are you dropping a Bloody Duddy this year? Also, wouldn't mind seeing some Cutlass golf attire or accessories. You know what? I'm glad you reminded me. I got to hit up Red. Red always does the Bloody Duddy design. So I got to hit him up to get him working on one. So yeah, actually, we will definitely drop a Bloody Duddy this year. And as far as the golf attire goes, we did some golf stuff with Cutlass in the past, and it was cool. It's just not a golf brand, you know, so it didn't really make sense for us. But what we have talked about actually is we have a good buddy of ours that, is in the apparel business as well. And we were talking about maybe just like for fun, just on the side, just doing a little golf brand where we maybe just once every month or two, we just like put like one design out or something just for fun. And then I have a good buddy too, that has a golf glove. They make gloves. So maybe like do some fun stuff with them and with, I don't know. But as far as Cutlass goes, I don't know if we're going to do much more golf stuff. So sorry about that. Let's see here. Dale says cheesecake or cheese steak. Well, how about cheese steak and then some cheesecake?
Yeah, I have to choose between two amazingly awesome things.
They're not even the same. One's dessert and one's a sandwich. So yeah. If you were asking me like cheesesteak or a Reuben or like cheesesteak sandwich or a pastrami sandwich, I'd be like, damn, okay, I get it. This is the choice between a better sandwich. Mm-hmm. But what you are asking me is I don't want to have to choose that.
You can ask also very similarly, you can ask cheesecake or chocolate cake. And you have a fair question there that we are willing to participate in. However, this we can't and shan't participate.
What we're saying, Dale, is we need you to go back and rethink your question. Okay. And then hit us back next week with a question.
And thank you for your patronage.
Thank you. We love you.
Yeah.
Courtney Patson says, when your golf game goes off the rails, do you still have fun or are you competitive and get enraged? No, I'm not a pissed off golfer whatsoever. I'm a realistic golfer, like especially when I haven't been golfing a lot. Like right now, for instance, I haven't golfed in like 3 weeks and I'm going to golf in one of these next 2 days and I'm going to have some bad shots. Because I haven't golfed in 3 fucking weeks. And if I go out there expecting that every single shot is going to be amazing, then I'm a fucking idiot because it's not going to be, you know? So no, I will still definitely have fun. And I'll go out there and try to have like a good game. But if it falls apart, it falls apart and it is what it is. But man, I have buddies that are like not good at golf and they've never been good at golf and they still get mad like every time they have a bad hit. And I'm just like, what did you think was going to happen? You thought you were going to come out today and you were just going to all of a sudden just be Tiger Woods and just killing it every shot? You're like, fuck, I watch professional golfers who golf every single day for a living. They've got a caddy out there telling them exactly what club to use. They've played that course. When you see those golfers playing, every tournament is a 4-round tournament. And even before those 4 rounds that you watch them, they play rounds before that. They go through the whole course. They go to the greens. They write down every single thing. They've done it. And then they go and they'll have a terrible shot. They'll shank a shot. Professionals who do it every day. So if you're an amateur golfer and you're going out there and you're getting enraged because you have a bad shot, shut the fuck up. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. And you know what? Right. Clean your car.
Yeah. Clean your fucking car. I bet you, if you go out there and you're a golfer and you scream and cuss at bad shots, I bet your car's filthy. Whew. But I don't really care. I don't really care. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, that felt good.
Herbie Humbucker says, in the song Hipster, you say every song we sing creates a mammary. Are you implying that when you sing a song, a tit produces milk? That is funny. And yes, I am saying that.
Yes.
Oh, Maui Wowie, this is on the verge of too long. And he has another one right under it. If you put them together, it's too long. Maui Wowie, sup, dude? Since we all agree that space weed is real, I wonder if Blonde Marley and OG stumble onto some space shrooms. Maybe that can explain this intergalactic mystery of where they went. Warp tour speed, motherfuckers. Do you believe that they ate some gumbays, some good goombas, and are tripping space balls right now? So he's saying, Maui Wowie's saying that the stoners are lost in space because they ate space shrooms.
They're not lost.
Might be true.
I mean, everybody else went and got them back.
Yeah.
I mean, not a bad theory. And if we didn't find them in space, this is all Patreon stuff too, by the way. If someone's listening going, what the F are they talking about? Patreon, you'll learn all this. If they were in fact lost and all of the rest of the characters came back without them, then, you know, we would entertain this theory. But as of now, you are a charlatan, sir. Selling wolf tickets here on the show. What's his next question? Because Maui Wowie's a legend. He gets 2 questions.
He's a legend.
No problem.
He says, last one was the query. This is a direct question. Hey, Daddy, do you have any good fish tales to tell about your catches? Did any particular fish fight or bait stand out? Lastly, were you catching mainly bass or cats? Mainly bass. I did catch a handful of bluegill as well. And they had for surprisingly nice sized bluegills. I was surprised. They were bigger than the normal bluegills I was catching. But I was mainly catching bass. And the one bummer, and it's not even a bummer, but from the entire trip, was the very first one I caught was the biggest one I caught the whole trip. So, you know, I caught a really nice size one. It was probably like maybe a 5 or 6 pound bass, which is a decent size, you know, and first catch, you know. So I was like, oh, here we go. You know, that's not the biggest one. I'm getting bigger than that. And I never got bigger. I got a couple that were close to it, but that was for sure the biggest one. I had one bait that didn't stood out that, dude, I was catching shit with everything. I caught with live worms. I caught with rubber worms. I caught with, you know, crankbaits. I caught with even just like little, like, you know, float on kind of top, like bug looking guys. And, but my favorite one, I had never caught a fish with it before, and I've tried, but I caught it with a rubber frog, just hopping the frog across the top over by where all the weeds were and shit. I was just hopping it, and it's a whack, and it's kind of like, oh shit, it worked. that was my favorite one for sure. Yeah.
That's how many fish you were catching. You were like, let me just try out my side shit that I barely ever use, huh?
Dude, totally. And it was like, I had the kids down there too, and especially with the kids, it's really easy to just do like live worms because you know you're catching something with a live worm.
Yeah.
Throw that live worm. You're in a lake like that, you throw a fucking live worm on a hook and you put it out there, you're catching something, you know? But you're gonna catch a lot of the same exact thing, you know, and it's probably not gonna be the big guys or whatever. You could definitely, I've caught some decent sized ones on a live worm, but for sure. I started to get a little boring. So that's when I started pulling out all the rando stuff, just trying to get cool catches. And that rubber frog was for sure my favorite one. That was fun. Jeremy Ellingwood says, can we bring a poster from a previous show to a meet and greet for a signing? They say you're not supposed to bring any extra stuff to sign. Cause sometimes, no joke, sometimes people will bring like 30 things. Can you sign this shit? It'll be like a box and they'll open it. And you're like, dude. But honestly, Jeremy, if you bring a poster to this meet and greet, of course, I'll definitely sign that for you. Just don't bring 30 posters. Duddy's Little Scissor Sister says, have you always had the same signature or do you make it cooler when you got famous? No, I've always had the same one. It's super quick because when I was younger, I thought, oh, I'm going to be a professional baseball player. So you got to know how to have a signature, you know? So I always had like a signature, like if I was going to be a professional baseball player when I'm younger, I didn't become a professional baseball player.
Hey, that's brave for sharing that here on this show.
Thank you. Raw rice will beat any food in a fight. It's a billion sharp points that are super absorbent / enveloping. Can't be beat other than boiling water. Agree? No, I don't, because I don't get 100 tacos. You don't get 100 pieces of rice. You get one piece of rice. You think one piece? This wasn't like an army of these things will beat your taco. Yeah, I'm sure if you had 1,000 pieces of rice, maybe it'd be a close battle. You'd probably still lose it, but you don't get an army. You get one piece of food, Daniel Harrison, and you chose rice. It's got to be the most helpless piece of food there fucking is, dude. If I spit on it, it will soak the spit up and become a soft piece of nothing. I will squirt a little of my taco hot sauce on you. You'll soak it up, and then you will have... that might be tasty. I don't know. But you will lose a piece of rice, this guy. You got... Come at me, Daniel Harrison. Come at me.
Wow.
Yeah. Come at me, Jelly Poppin' Daddy. Yeah. Come on me, Daniel. Come on. I mean, come at me.
He's all, come in me.
Comment Cherry Poppin' Daddy says, Jake, I think you need to tell Mute to calm his tits. What? He might resemble you, but there can be only one. You want me to,
oh, yeah,
to calm his tits?
Yeah, I mean, just newfangled, new fun saying that the kids are saying. A lot of people think, yeah, that Mute and I look alike. I don't see it, but I mean, you could try telling him that. Write that on the bunker, see what happens. I mean, I'm not telling him anything. I don't want to be muted.
No.
He's got his own show now on Patreon, by the way, for the people that don't know. He did his first episode dropped yesterday, and I can tell he's fired up. So I'm not messing with that guy for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he thinks he's he thinks he's pretty rad.
Yeah. Patrick Lynch says, fantasy football? Let's go, Luke. Get it set up and don't be a bum. I agree, Patrick Lynch. Do you know what happened? Luke said, are we doing fantasy football this year? I said, yeah, let's do it. Can you help out and can you get that going? Because I don't have any fucking time to do that right now. And you know what Luke said? He said, yeah, totally. I'll do it. And you know what Luke did? Fucking nothing. He did nothing, Patrick Lynch. So I want everyone on the bunker. Let's start making fun of Luke on there until he gets that fantasy football together. And throwing that out there, we're going to need some help with that. We need league captain guys to help us, and because we can't have the same leagues as last year, obviously. So we're gonna need some help with that, but Luke needs to get going on that, and I agree. And if you're listening, you don't know what we're talking about. On our Patreon, we do fantasy football, and last year it was really fun. I think we had 6 full leagues of people, 12 teams in each league. So and what we did is a point, just it wasn't head-to-head games, it was just throughout the whole year, who got the most points. And it was everyone against everyone, all 6 leagues. And whoever had the most points in all 6 leagues won. And we sent them some cool shit. So if you want to be a part of that, head over to the Patreon, because we're going to do it again this year. And I feel like we'll probably have more. We'll probably get 8 or 9 leagues this year. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Have fun, Luke.
Matt Clem says, what is your favorite print from the tour so far? Oh, I think he's talking probably posters. That Red Rocks one was so dope. There was the two, and there was a different one for each night, and you put them together and it kind of makes this rad thing. That one was probably my favorite so far. Last question. Thank you guys for listening. And this one comes from Kristen Beck. And she says, since there were concert questions started, let's go with that. What artist would you pay big bucks to see, or would you want to have met and meet and greet VIP for? Can't wait to meet you in Grand Junction. I don't know. I feel like we've been asked this one many a times.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many artists I would love to see. And there's so many artists that I really, really wanted to see that I've seen. You know, I've been lucky enough that we've played festivals with, you know, we're not headlining these ones, but we've played, you know, festivals that have huge headliners that we'll play and I get to go and watch. You know, I've seen most of my favorite bands. Most people that I've really wanted to see, I've seen. But right now, who would I be stoked? Oh, right now, who I'd want to see that I've never seen, just because I feel like it'd be a super vibey show and they'd probably have cool production. And I want to see Crunchman, just because it'd be like a nice, relaxing, it wouldn't be too loud. And I'm 40 and that's what they wouldn't be too loud. You know, I could chill. That's right now, I would love to see that show, just because I feel like it would be a cool vibey situation that they would put on. So boom.
Oh, that's laid back. Daddy just, I'll put their videos on, like, of their live shows at home when I just want to chill. Cause like Daddy said, yeah, Crunkbin, it's like perfect chill music, little hip hop beats in the background.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. Yeah. And the bass tone is just perfect.
Sick.
That's so
sick.
A fun band, man. Guitar player is obviously just a lunatic on the guitar. So perfect little flea piece.
Yeah.
You know what, dude? I was thinking I wouldn't even know. That's a nice one, Duddy. I might agree with you. Yep.
Yeah, that'd be a cool one. That'd be a fun night. And there this was a fun show. So thank you guys very much. And you know what we're going to try and do, since I do have a little bit of time off? I'm not promising it, but we're going to try and get together and maybe give you guys another episode this week, since we did miss one last week. And if we don't, I'm sorry.
Apologies. And it might even be a short episode. Yeah, Duddy and I decided, hey, man, if a couple of days go by and some interesting things happened on Duddy's tour and he happens to have a day off, we can always hop on Zoom, knock out something 10, 15, 20 minutes and just give you guys a fun update. And we said, why not? Let's just do it. So, we might name it something new, but it'll show up on your phone like everything else. That's it, huh, Duddy?
That's it.
All right, well, go take a shower and relax. It sounds like you've been traveling a lot.
I need one.
Yeah. Everybody else, have a great week. We'll see you soon.
Later.